Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So where's your smartphone? For those of you with an Apple phone, where is it? How close is it to your body? I don't put it in my bra. I don't think Apple iPhones cause breast cancer, but I think these phones emit radiation. I tell my friends and my kids, but I've told my friends this because most of my friends are guys. Get your phone out of your pocket. It's too close to your testicles. Why, Dahlia? I think it's too much radiation. And I love the fact that we have tech. I think the phone is really, really cool. I love being able to FaceTime my baby boys and, you know, be able to talk to my pets. Although pets, if you notice, if you talk to your pet through a phone, they really don't listen. They're like too smart for that. They're like, mommy's in a phone. It's not her. Mommy's only real when she's yelling at me and tickling my tummy. But apparently French regulators have ordered Apple to stop selling the iPhone 12 because it emits electromagnetic radiation levels that are above European standards for exposure. This is according to the Associated Press. Now, the company has disputed the findings and says that the device complies with regulations. But I don't know about you guys, but that whole topic gives me the heebie-jeebies. I have my iPhone right here. It is approximately 2.5 feet away from my body and 2.5 centimeters away from my breasts. I'm a little bit more big-breasted. So it's close to my body. It's funny. You think, oh, I'm only this part away, but you don't realize, you know, I got a tushy that also kind of, you know, take some extra length that, you know, that might cut a couple inches off also if I had the phone, of course, behind me, my back pocket. But the French government agency that manages wireless communication frequencies issued the order after the iPhone 12 recently failed one of two types of tests for electromagnetic waves capable of being absorbed by the body. Now, the iPhone 12 was released in late 2020. We're not exactly sure if it was just that model. What about the iPhone 13? What about your iPhone 8? Now I think we have the iPhone 15 now? What's coming out now, the 15? Well, France's digital minister, said that the iPhone 12's radiation levels were still much lower than levels that scientific studies consider could harm users. But the agency itself acknowledges that its tests don't reflect typical phone use. How many of you have fallen asleep next to your phone? How many of you go to bed with the phone? How many of you take the phone into the potty? My phone is with me 24/7. I am probably never more than 5 feet away from my phone. With the exception of taking a shower. Well, my body might be 5 feet, but the breast may be 4.5. But I'm always by my phone. The National Frequency Agency on Tuesday called on Apple to implement all available means to rapidly fix this malfunction for phones already in use and said it would monitor device updates. If they don't work, Apple will have to recall the phones. Now, the agency recently tested 141 cell phones. Now, this is in France. I don't have American data. But they said they found when the iPhone 12 was held in a hand or carried in a pocket, its level of electromagnetic energy absorption was 5.74 watts per kilogram. 1.74 5.74 watts per kilogram, which is higher than the European Union standard of 4 watts per kilogram. Now, the phone did pass a separate test of radiation levels for devices kept in a jacket or in a bag. But I don't keep my phone necessarily in my purse. My phone is actually on the center console because of the music it plays into the car. And honestly, I have like a used Corvette, so the passenger side, if my purse is there, is still only a few feet away. And I never put my phone in my jacket, because if I take off my jacket, I'll lose it. Radiation limits are set, quote, well below the level at which harm will occur, and therefore a small increase above the threshold is likely to be of any health consequence, according to Malcolm Sperrin, director of the medical physics at the UK's Royal Berkshire Hospital Group. So I guess he commented on this French report. But we really should ask the question of, are we putting ourselves at higher risk when it comes to all this tech? I'm in front of a screen all day. I have Wi-Fi. I need Wi-Fi to do my show. I need Wi-Fi to do my reports, to write my books. I mean, I really don't. I could use a pencil and paper, but I don't, because I don't want to lose it. And I love that I could email myself a chapter of the story and then it ends up in junk, because even my email thinks it's junk. And then I know that's how I know if the book's going to be any good. If it goes back in my inbox, that's great. But if it goes to junk, looks like computer doesn't like it, it's not going to be good. But they say the agency tests are carried out at a diagnostic lab that uses a liquid-filled mold simulated in a human head and body with brain and muscle tissue. Devices transmit at maximum power for the 6-minute test. So it's only 6 minutes. During calls, the phone only transmits half the time. When the user is speaking, the calls rarely last 6 minutes. Okay, you obviously haven't had a conversation with my mom. Okay, that phone call could last 60 minutes. But I have to admit, a lot of us have avoided that sort of radiation by texting instead. But again, it's still close to our bodies. They say cell phones have been labeled as possible carcinogens by the World Health Organization's Cancer Research Arm. Put in the same category as coffee, diesel fumes, and pesticide DDT. They say the radiation produced by cell phones cannot directly damage DNA, and it is different than stronger types of X-rays and UV light. But we're still studying the adverse effects that they could cause. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Dr. Dolly, you still thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of our listeners is kind of a long email, but she was concerned because she had told her child to never pop his pimples. Leave him alone. You never touch them. Yet, when she took the child to the dermatologist did. And the child is now saying, I don't want to go back to the dermatologist. I'm going to do it myself. And so she wanted some clarification on what is going on here in terms of acne and why a dermatologist can pop your pimples and you can't. Okay, well, I know some of you guys might be eating your lunch, you know, or dinner, and I really don't want to necessarily gross you guys out. But here's the scoop, okay? All right, well, I don't want to use any puns on this. But acne is a way for the body to cleanse itself. And if you've ever noticed the pathophysiology of it, or basically what happens, is you get some sort of an infection, or something that bacteria, pathogen, dirt, whatever. And the body's immune system tries to wall it off. Once the body's immune system walls it off and fights it and tries to kill it, it needs to dump it. Now, below the skin and within the skin, you have lymphatic systems. Your lymphatic system gets rid of stuff that can get into your body. And if it needs to dump dead cells, junk, takes it out of the bloodstream, you have a lymphatic system, and that lymphatic system helps dump some of it. But if it's on your skin, your body's smart. It's going to dump it out into the outside world. So what your pimple is a package. It packages up the pathogen, and then it builds up a pressure, and then it erupts to the outside world. You might feel a little itchy. You might scratch at it, not that we want you to, but in the human, from caveman days, when you didn't have mirrors, you might feel some pressure. When you push on it ever so lightly, it might open up. You wipe it off. It exudes out into the, and the body was able to get that out of your body. Now, we've been telling teenagers to not accelerate that. Let the body do it on its own. But teenagers have dances. They have tailgates. They have dates. They have class. And these kids aren't dumb. Well, they realize that the body is trying to get it out. And the quicker they get it out, the quicker it resolves. And even though the body is a brilliantly engineered machine that knows how to handle this, you know, we're kind of, we don't have the attention span we used to, and we want things done quicker. Okay? We are patient. We're impatient. We're impatient. The problem is what you could do to yourself is make it worse. I get patients call in saying, look, I was messing with a boil, I was messing with a pimple, and now it's worse. Well, because your fingers aren't sterile. And I wouldn't, necessarily recommend you boil your fingers or anything. Don't be doing that. But you got dirty nails. You got dirty fingers. And your skin is full of pores. So now you're introducing more bacteria. You're actually stressing the system. When you start to press and push on things, it inflames the skin. Well, inflammation can sometimes suppress the immune system enough for the original bacteria to continue to grow. Not to mention, it might cause clogging from a microscopic level of some of your other pores, such that when your body is trying to microscopically release crap, it can't, and now it starts to fester and boil and become more cystic. So you could make it go the wrong way. Some people may just try to pick it out such that now they lacerate not only the epidermis but the dermis. And once you lacerate the dermis, you could scar. And many of us have acne scars. One, because the acne was deep. Or two, because we mess with it. And so dermatologists will help facilitate that process. But the way a dermatologist does it is they understand the skin, they understand the stage at where your acne is, and say they know how to help it along. And sometimes they will, use these comedone extractors. The dermatologist I trained under would actually nick the top of the whitehead with a little blade, use a comedone extractor, clean it out. And it was a way to accelerate the healing process, but it was done with all sterile equipment. So you're not introducing bacteria. These comedone extractors don't cause as much inflammation as using your index and middle finger and thumb or whatever the hell you're using, or a tweezers you might be grabbing. And so they are able to do it with as little damage and collateral damage as they can. sometimes you need antibiotics. If you're getting frequent acne and it's bacterial cause, you might need a topical antibiotic. You might need an oral antibiotic. Sometimes a doctor might even inject a corticosteroid. We don't usually like to put steroids on the face. But if some of these are very inflamed, they might actually use steroid injections to speed the healing and reduce the risk of scarring. None of this is supposed to be done by laymen. This is all, according to the American Academy of Dermatology, this is only supposed to be done by a professional. Dermatologists use proper technique. You know, blackheads versus whitehead. Whiteheads is how it's packaging up. Blackheads is where you get dirt and junk. You could get that in the whiteheads, too, that clog up a pore. And that can then fester and also cause cystic acne. And so extraction of this is an art. And I know some of you are like, well, I don't want to spend a few $100 for a dermatologist to do this. I get that. Okay, well, hopefully you have insurance that covers it. You could also talk to a dermatologist about how to do things a little bit more economically in terms of these visits. But what the dermatologist is going to probably recommend is the acne prevention. Now, acne prevention is, you know, for some people very easy. For some people it's challenging and you do need a dermatologist, especially genetically prone severe acne. But the first part of acne prevention is clean skin. So if you have dirt and makeup and crud, it's not, your body doesn't want that. So it's going to try to package it up, whether it's a bacteria or whether it's a cosmetic chemical, it's going to try to want to get it out. So keep your skin clean as much as you can. I noticed the sunlight helps. A lot of people are having bad acne because they are always indoors. Well, you know, the sun knows how to kind of heal it up. Drying things up a little bit. Sometimes the moisture and not getting the fresh air, or it's always covered with moisturizer and makeup and sunscreen, could sometimes cause clogging of the arteries. So you need a clean. Also, hormones. You know, teenagers are notorious for having acne because of the hormones and, you know, the skin and the changes that go with it. And so some people whose hormones are really up and down, those could be controlled sometimes medically with birth control. That's why some birth control has bragged about what they could do for acne, because it may sort of calm down the big peaks and troughs that hormones can do throughout the month. But there is a lot of individuals that use testosterone. And I could tell they use testosterone because I see their back acne. And when I see a lot of back acne, 99% of the time, I'm like, what are you using? What are you cycling? And so sometimes take an extra hormone. So you might want to watch that. And then stress, foods that you eat, sweat. You know, the reason why we have you hit the showers is because it cleans off the sweat and the dirt and the other things that are on you that can help promote acne. So you got to make sure you do that. You know, sometimes some of the things you could do at home, if you do have, you know, red painful pustules, is you could sometimes use some ice. I know sometimes heat can help it come to a head, but sometimes in terms of the redness and the swelling, sometimes you could use cool compresses. I don't want ice directly on your face. But, you know, there are medications that help kind of, you know, dry things up if you don't want to over-dry things, because then your skin can crack and then that could also scar. So make sure you check with a medical provider on the best way to approach it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. New Mexico's Attorney General says he will not defend the governor's gun ban in court. Governor Michelle Lujan Grissom issued a public health order to suspend the use of open and concealed carry in public spaces in Albuquerque and the surrounding county for 30 days on September 8th. Danilo Cavalcanti has been captured alive in Pennsylvania after he escaped from Chester County Prison and eluded authorities for nearly 2 weeks. An aircraft using thermal technology led tactical teams of state police and U.S. border agents to the fugitive's location. Government experts have cast doubt on the effectiveness of the leading decongestant used by millions of Americans. The ingredient, phenylephrine, became the primary drug in over-the-counter decongestants after pseudoephrine was moved behind pharmacy counters. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners wrote about how I talk up Nevada a lot because I'm from Nevada, how I love Nevada. And they said they'd never come here because of all the people from California that are here. And I'd like to talk about that for a second. And remember, I was born in California, so, watch what you say. But I get, I understand a lot of the politics that's going on with California, making people not want to come to Nevada. But remember, people going to Nevada are some of the ones that don't want to put up with what's going on in California. So, but I understand there was a news headline how a license plate was allowed to still be used that said, don't California mind Nevada or go back to California or something like that. So we'll talk about that. And then one of you would ask, how many people from California have escaped California? And so these are interesting questions, you know, especially since I do medical talk radio. But I don't mind because I also talk about Nevada. I talk about, you know, economy. I talk about everything. So, it's interesting. I think early in May, the Sacramento Bee said that California lost 200,000 people in 2021 to 2022. In 2022 to 2023, they lost 138,400 people. Now, I thought that number was kind of low. Whereas the New York Post says that the number was a little different, although it's still close enough. They said between April 2020 and July 2022, the number of people leaving California surpassed 700,000. They said the LA Times reported that. Over 500,000 Californians left the state in the 2 years after the pandemic began. So we have one saying over 500,000, another saying over 700,000, another saying under 400,000. So, yeah. But you also have people that moved there, too. I mean, their population is growing. I'm not sure what's happening with the border and things like that. But, you know, California is interesting, as well as multiple cities. I don't know if you saw this report on cities that are, it's entitled The Dying, hold on a second here, The Dying Cities, 10 Big U.S. Cities That Are Shrinking at an Alarming Rate. And this was a report that came out from The Wealthy Nickel. And they say St. Louis, Missouri, it saw its metropolitan population decline by 1.1% to 2.8 million residents, I guess, leaving in the last year. Now, I've only flown through. I've never been there, but I hear the city's amazing. Baltimore, Maryland has shrunk 2.8 million. Oh, no. I guess they said it shrank to the same 2.8 million population. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, I guess, declined to 1.6 million residents, a 0.7% drop. Buffalo, New York. Buffalo, you know, they had that bad snowstorm. So I'm sure you have a lot of older individuals saying, forget snowbirding, we're just going to live in a place that doesn't get snow. But I got to tell you, Buffalo looks amazing to me. Did you ever see Bruce Almighty? Bruce Almighty was a set in Buffalo. Beautiful city. They say Detroit, Michigan. Now, we know Detroit, Michigan has struggled. A lot changed with the auto industry during the Obama years. It declined to 4.3 million residents. A lot of the people who were paying taxes left, leaving, I believe, a deficit in Detroit. Detroit then fell into bankruptcy, so that was an issue. Cleveland, Ohio. I have family from Cleveland. I think my mother was born there, so in the 40s. We had family in the 30s and 40s in Cleveland on my mom's side. My father's side was overseas, but my mom's side from Cleveland. But they've been having declines over the last few decades. Hartford, Connecticut. Hartford, Connecticut's gorgeous there. Down to 1.2 million people. And then Rochester, New York has dropped. Chicago, Illinois. They say had a 0.3% to 9%. They had a decline of individuals, rising crime prices, and then Memphis, Tennessee was included in that top 10 list. And so, you know, I'm of the age now where I'm having some financial regrets that I didn't necessarily pay off a house by now. Of course not. I never made that kind of money to buy off a house. I hate the fact that I have a car payment. I have a house payment. Luckily for my kids' college, we didn't have to borrow, but that's the only thing that's being talked about in terms of, you know, writing off debt. Okay, I'd like to sign up for the mortgage debt write-off. That would be really, really nice. But, you know, I chose to live in a place that was beyond my means. But, you know, when you're making, you know, 15 cents for a flu shot, if that, and you're bringing in $2.42 on a patient visit, and patients aren't paying their copay, and Obamacare is causing deductibles to rise, such that insurance is like, sorry, we don't have to pay. Yeah, it's really, really hard to accumulate the money to buy something that could be $200,000-$300,000. Now, what's the median home price for? $500,000? Not to mention paying for medical care, paying for family members. It's just not easy. And so I think a lot of people right now are starting to figure out where they can live that isn't as expensive. And now that we have cars, we have growth of the suburbs, sometimes it's cheaper. City life is more expensive. It always has been. And so living in the city, especially for, you know, like Manhattan, things like that, not that practical anymore. There's an article from Wealth of Geeks, 24 Reasons Why People Just Don't Like California. And I love California. I would move back there in a heartbeat if I could afford it. But I can't. So, number one was the high cost of living. Houses cost 2.5 times more than the national average. Oh, I'd love to live in Hawaii, but again, who could afford it? The traffic congestion. I can't stand, or I couldn't stand when I went to school out there, that an hour and a half each way would take 3 hours of my day every day, not to mention the air you were breathing. Apparently, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Jose are ranked among the top 10 worst cities for traffic in the country. Wildfires is, of course, a concern. You know, if I lived in California, I would love to live north of San Francisco in those in that beautiful forest. But if that's where wildfires hit, it's a concern for people. Earthquake risk, of course, makes people feel uneasy about personal safety, property damage. Although, luckily, they haven't had a major one in the last few years, but still. Income inequality. I mean, you know, people who live there, they got money. A lot of money. You see, you know, the Montecito, but $1 million now doesn't buy you a lot in some areas there. They say busy lifestyle. You know, it doesn't look as laid back. Yeah, I get that. I've lived there. They think the cities are overcrowded. The beaches are overcrowded, air pollution, the healthcare is expensive, water scarcity. Apparently, there's a lot of water restrictions. I love the beaches, but I got to tell you, I didn't go to the beach that much when I lived there. One, I was too busy because I had school. But two, it was a long drive to the beach, and the beach was always crowded, and there was no parking. So you almost have to find some of the nooks and crannies where you go to some of the neighborhoods, you park on the side, and then you go through their beach access. High taxes is a biggie. There's a homelessness crisis, lack of public transportation. New York is a lot easier. Some areas have real high crime rates. I think a family was held at gunpoint while they were robbed. Luckily, they didn't shoot the family, but I think the mom was hiding in the closet, so was able to call 911. These are scary, scary times. And then education system challenges, you know, being told that if in custody battles, you could lose your child. If you don't want to help your child transition, these are things that are making people a little nervous. A lot of traffic laws, fines, political controversies. I think California is one of the most beautiful states. I think California is one of the most beautiful places in the world. But these cities and these places that need tax dollars are going to have problems if people are escaping these areas. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our fantasy football pocket guide for beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine, How You Feel Right Now, How you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then we talk about dating. And some of your emails have been interesting. I don't always read them. Some of you have been wondering about when to bring up politics in a date. Well, it depends on how important it is for you. And, you know, what are your priorities? Are your priorities to have somebody that you could be with? Or, you know, is it that you want a Democrat or you want a Republican? You know, I don't know if I would bring it up the first date, because I think first dates aren't always your most truthful. I mean, when I wanted to date somebody, I was as easy breezy as could be. I don't care if you leave the toilet seat up. I don't care if you don't do dishes. I don't care if you don't want kids, whatever. I just want a boyfriend. Well, you know, I did want to eventually have kids, and I don't like falling through the toilet seat in the middle of the night. You know, if I put the seat up for you, put the seat down for me. You know, that, and yeah, I don't want your soggy bread in the bottom of the sink. So, you know, I'm not going to be date number 27 or, you know, 20 year of marriage on my first date. So, as far as I'm concerned, I probably want to bring up politics early on. I would. But I understand that you do not want to spend a lot of time with somebody who could eventually be so polarized where you don't get along. And so, you know, early on, yeah, it would be interesting to kind of know where people stand. So there's a survey. It only asked 1,033 Americans. It's from Change Research. But it's a survey that looked at the most common turn-ons and turn-offs among those 18 to 34 years old in terms of men and women in the United States. And even though they talk about how it looked at both genders, apparently if you only think there are two genders, that could be a turn-off. So Change Research, according to Daily Mail, asked 1,033 Americans whether certain behaviors are a green, beige, or red flag for a partner. Both genders, they say, are on the same page on some qualities, such as the importance of having hobbies or being bothered enough to ask for details. However, when it came to if you were a quote-unquote MAGA Republican, they said for 76% of women, being a MAGA Republican was a turnoff. For men, 64% said the biggest turnoff was if you identified as a communist. The majority of men, 59%, cited pro-Trump beliefs as a turnoff. Now, I find that kind of fascinating because I'd like to know what exactly it was that they asked. Was it that you want, you know, a strong economy? You want a border that's secure? You want other countries not messing with the U.S. I would think 100% of people want those. And I'm not saying this to defend Trump or anything like that, but what exactly did they ask? Because if, you know, you have a lot of people that support Trump because they want the economy better. They don't want to go in this direction and they want a secure border. So then that, I mean, I guess I'm just surprised if 18 to 35-year-olds don't want that, what do they want? So according to women, the biggest red flag of all, isn't if they're abusing drugs, isn't if they've abused people or criminal record, it's if they were a MAGA Republican. That's interesting. If they have no hobbies. If they say all lives matter, if they say there's only two genders, if they are so unbothered they never ask for details, if they identify as a communist, 55% said that would be a red flag. If they listen to Joe Rogan, 55% said no, they're not going to listen to you. If they identify as a conservative, 54% had an issue. If they refuse to see the Barbie movie, I really don't get it. The movie wasn't that good. The stars were fantastic. And it had so much potential. But the story was awful. And I wanted the Barbie movie to succeed. It did. But it's like, guys, we can't be tolerating crappy storylines. If they don't care about politics, that was a 50-50. Well, so is it that you need them to want politics your way? I don't get that. If they owned a gun, 27% said that would be a red flag. Now, that's fascinating. Because that means 73% had no problem with them owning a gun. Well, doesn't Trump want to protect gun ownership? So I'm a little confused by that one. If they watch reality dating shows, they talk about politics frequently, if they're into astrology, if they identify as liberal, 19% said they didn't like if they identified as liberal, if they frequently post on social media, if they say Black Lives Matter, if they take candid pictures of you, if they're not on social media. So that's according to women. For men, the turnoffs, and again, I'm a little confused because, again, this should be in terms of a partner, you know, meaning, you know, not necessarily gender exclusive. But for men, if you identified as a MAGA Republican, close to 60% said they didn't want you. If you had no hobbies. If you said all lives matter, 41% didn't want it. If you said there were only two genders, 34% of men said that would be a red flag. Now, they're looking at 1,000 individuals. And so, you know, I get that there are things that are, it's interesting because I remember this study years ago when I was dating. And so public drunkenness was a real turnoff at the time for either. If you were dating somebody that was rolling on the ground drunk, that was a problem. 30 years ago, if somebody was not working or looking for work, that was a turnoff. If somebody didn't have goals, that was a turnoff. Not much with politics. I mean, Bill Clinton was really popular at the time. And then you had Bush. And so at the time, it really wasn't very, I don't really remember a lot of the politics being a part of these surveys on what you're looking for. I know for women, it was huge to know that your partner was supportive of you having a career and supportive of helping with the family. You know, for men, I remember it rated well if you had a partner that wanted to also possibly have a career, contribute, or be a homemaker. They both rated well. But it's fascinating to see the change. Now these surveys are like, well, you know, do you believe there's more than man and woman? There's more than two different biological sexes or genders. So we have allowed politics to pervade as opposed to what you two could do as a couple with a family, with a career, with your lives. It's what your partner thinks about in terms of politics. And I don't really think politics should be that pervasive in somebody's life. I mean, if you're looking for a partner, you want somebody that's going to work with you on financial security. It's going to be a red flag if they overspend beyond their means, if they gamble. Because you're going to want to provide for your family. Isn't that why you're looking for a partner? What does it matter if the person, right, is all about, yeah, I support Biden policies or I support Trump policies? They really want couples to fight. And you want to know what couples are fighting. And I'm like, guys, politics is a game. And even politicians change the way they stand on things. 1-877, Doc Valley, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.